Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. The Christmas season is over. We get a chance to unwind. We get a chance to chill. We get a chance. No pressure. Hope everything worked out for you this holiday season. But this is that. This is honestly one of my favorite weeks of the year where you could just, it's just nothing. It's just nothing. You get a chance to chill. Chew the fat and do everything. My man BK is here. Tosh is here. We won't get into this podcast. But first, you can always go to SamShowNation.com. By going to SamShowNation.com, you can hit the donate button on the homepage of current promotions page. And you can give into this podcast. You can give whatever makes you feel like a good person. By doing that, we keep the podcast going. We keep this podcast free. And we keep, well, we keep the free funny free. But maybe you want a little bang for your buck. Maybe you got a couple of them gift cards. Maybe you got a couple of cash. You got a little of that cash this Christmas season. You can always go to SamShowNation.com, hit the store link, and get a little bit bang for your buck. You can support your favorite podcast as well as show it off to the world to say, I like this podcast. We got a bunch of swag there, whether that be t-shirts, whether that be hats, whether that be stickers, everything that you need right there at the Just Talk with Sam by hitting that store link at SamShowNation.com. Speaking of the podcast, you know, you can talk about that podcast. You can go with that podcast. You can listen to all your favorite podcasts. Maybe you're off work. Maybe, you know, you got vacation days, and maybe you need to catch up. You can always go to SamShowNation.com, hit the podcast link, and by hitting that podcast link, you can catch up on all your favorite episodes of Just Talk with Sam podcast. But maybe, you know, you want to listen to it a different way. We are currently on Stitcher. Tune in. Good folks at Spotify, Google Play, good old RSS, and iTunes. Yes, iTunes right there. You can listen to us right there. You can catch up with all your favorite podcasts or the ones you missed, ones you want to hear again. But you can also subscribe, rate, and review the podcast right there on iTunes. You can give us 5 stars, give us 1 star. You can tell us what you like, tell us what you didn't like. We will take bad news with a 5-star rating. We'll take some good news with a 5-star rating. Man, go ahead. It's up to you. Leave your feedback. It's all there. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Check out the podcast links. We got a few sponsors this week, and we're going to jump right into this podcast. First sponsor comes from the good folks at NFLShop.com. Yes! You didn't get what you wanted for Christmas? You can get what you really want with the NFLShop.com via SamShowNation.com. Go to SamShowNation.com. On the current promotions link, click that NFLShop.com link, and for a limited time only, you may want to hurry this up. Free shipping on all orders over $49. Just use the offer code football at checkout. And also, they are jumping into their winter clearance event. You can get up to 75% off select apparel. Prices is marked, some exclusions may apply. But go ahead and get that. You can shop for your favorite teams. Hey, your team didn't make the playoffs? Don't worry about that. You can rep their team. Rep your team all year round. Maybe your team did go to the playoffs. Maybe you got some divisional chance. Maybe you're Steelers fans, Eagles fans, Patriots fans, Vikings. And that one hurt. But the Vikings fans, yes, they already there. They got their divisional champs gear. So go ahead, get loaded up. Up to 75% off select apparel with their winter clearance event. And hurry up and use the offer code football at checkout for free shipping on all orders over $49. Next sponsor is good folks at Walmart. Walmart is still your ultimate gift guide. Yeah, it's after the holidays, but you can still give great gifts for everyone. Hey, maybe you got a couple of them gift cards. Maybe you want to show something. You may want to give a gift that they'll love, something they want. I mean, sometimes you could exclude the pooch. You can get that weird thing. And before you have to go exchange, we only ask you to go to SamShowNation.com, click the promotions link, and hit the Walmart link, and you can get the thing that they really want. Have them point it out to you. Say, I wanted this. And when you get this, whatever this is, you can go ahead and go through Walmart and pick up all the stuff you need. Hey, maybe you got some time off. Maybe you want to check out a new TV. Maybe you want to get some new movies. You want to sit down and make it a family thing. Maybe you want to get some toys. Maybe you want to get a jump on next Christmas by getting some Christmas decor early. they got you covered. The only thing we actually do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart link, the ultimate gift guide. And you can do it and you can pick it up right at your friendly neighborhood Walmart. Or free 2-day shipping, however you want to do it. Maybe you want to give a gift to yourself and not get off the couch. You got it. Free 2-day shipping right here via Walmart. Or if it's something that you need right now, you can always pick it up at your friendly neighborhood local Walmart. And by doing that, you could check in on their pickup discount. You can save a couple of bucks if you go pick it up in the store. So the only thing we ask you to do, go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart link and give the gift that you want to give, because it's the ultimate gift guide from Walmart. Go to Walmart. And last and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Yes, Amazon has everything from A to Z. Amazon has everything that you would need before, and shop a lot of their year-end deals. Yes, this last week of the year, and they got a lot of clearance stuff that they need to get off. You can shop those year-end deals right there at Amazon.com by clicking that banner on the homepage or current promotions page at SamShowNation.com. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon banner on the homepage or current promotions page, and by doing that, you can shop Amazon's year-end deals, check out some pretty cool stuff with Prime. Maybe you want to just watch some movies. You can check out The Greatest Showman. He was Wolverine, but now Hugh Jackman is The Greatest Showman. You can check out, is now playing. Grab some tickets right there on Amazon. Hey, it's in theaters now, but you can pick up the tickets right there on Amazon. Speaking of music, they got everything that you need with unlimited 3-month streaming starting at a buck. What? You can catch up on some episodes like Seamus, Smilf, and who are we kidding? Maybe you need to start a return. You can get started right there at Amazon. Maybe they didn't have some of your size. You can get what you really need. Only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Amazon banner on the homepage, current promotions page, and get the things that you need. Amazon has everything from A to Z, and with Prime, 2-day free shipment. So, we got all of that out of the way. What we're going to do, we're going to reset these mics. We're going to jump right into another delightful podcast. See you in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. You don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
It's obvious, if y'all is listening, we never write this out.
We are back, doing this thing. Bunch of news. Sorry if it seemed Jim Jangle and Jumble, but it's what happens when you try to do 8 podcasts in a day, so you don't have to do it throughout the entire holiday season. That's the only time everybody's schedules kind of match up, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, last one you was here, we talked about something that we never thought was going to happen. But in the last couple weeks, Disney bought Fox, or shares of Fox. So now we could get possibly a complete MCU. The X-Men will now jump over to the Marvel Universe, Fantastic Four is now back on the table. Deadpool is back on the table. Me and you was talking about The Runaways and The Gifted. That would be the first time.
The Gifted is very good.
But since now Marvel, or excuse me, Disney, Marvel, they can be intertwined, that's going to be a first thing where they show up. If I was a betting man, The Gifted, because The Gifted is essentially X-Men, they have to grow up. And if they grow up, you're going to run into people. And those people could be the Avengers. So we can finally get a complete MCU. I've been waiting on this for a while. You could get the A versus X storyline. That's a damn good one. Avengers versus X-Men. You could finally see the rest of the building. If you ever see Avengers Tower, right next door is the Baxter Building. When they show the aerial, they always like move the camera quick as hell so you don't see it.
You see the Baxter Building in every Avengers movie.
Yeah, but they can't
you
call it
saw,
that.
You even saw it, not with just Avengers, but you saw it with the tower before they made the Stark Tower. Before that, you know, they fought the aliens in the
eight. That's what it was. But that's only they can't.
What you call that? An Easter egg?
Yeah, but they can't call it that.
You can't call it that.
You can't talk about it.
But if you
just
get to Marvel, you know what you saw.
But now, since the worlds are combined, you could just say what it is now. Finally, it took, we got to be 20 movies into this.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we got, but now.
We've given Robert Downey Jr. at least $1 billion. That dude gets $75 million a show. Well, he had been getting per, like, not Iron Man, but Marvel. All
right. Now, speaking of RDJ.
Man, shit, I'll be Iron Man, hell. I'll make up a suit.
Speaking of RDJ.
I'll be myself. $75 million. I ain't got no problems.
I got to ask you a very important question. We're talking about stuff that's coming up. Speaking of RDJ. Did you see the Avengers trailer?
I did. When Thanos walks out the thing?
Oh, my God.
That's beautiful.
Well, what did you see? What? Tell me what stuck out to you. What I felt was, oh my God, it's almost like you're not supposed to be seeing this shit live action. Like, never in a million years. If you would ask 13, 14-year-old me, oh, will we ever see Thanos on a major?
No, we never would have said that.
But now that you see Thanos, you see the gauntlet, you see him taking all the gems, I'm like, oh,
well,
shit.
Well, I want to say one thing. First off, I think Thanos is, like, beautiful, the way they got him looking right now.
They did it straight up from the book.
He didn't have his helmet on. That's Spider-Man. But
he did in other movies.
He can put that on, though. I didn't even know. When he walked on this Pacific Trailer, he came out. But I'm drawing a blank. Do you remember when it was, okay, it's Black Panther, it's the Incredible Hulk, it's Widow, and Captain America.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank. What was the name of that black woman running with Black Panther?
Oh, Suri.
Yes.
The sister.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to think of her name.
Suri.
But one thing that stuck out in my mind to me. Okay. One thing that stuck out. Man, because you see it in the show, and I'm thinking like, okay, I don't know if it's in the movie, but and they're just not showing it in the preview.
Mm-hmm.
But now, people are saying Vision gonna die.
He has to.
No, he don't.
He has to.
No, he don't.
All right, here's the deal with Vision.
No, I understand one of the cubes is in his head.
Okay, okay.
But he does not have to die.
I think he does. Okay.
I don't know if y'all missed that part on the previews where he is his human self.
Okay, all right. Now, I can explain that.
When he kissing Scarlet Witch.
I don't know if that was a vision. Not to be funny.
I mean, well, do you remember when Vision was first born and he came on the scene and how he just kind of manifested the cape? And
Yeah.
He can't do that.
All right, he can't do that.
And after being around humans, he know how to change his.
All right. Now, I'm going to go deep in the comic book realm.
Let's see it.
In the comic book realm.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Vision becomes human because this brings in Avengers Disassemble. Because Scarlet Witch wanted kids. That, like, she could do everything else. You could bend time,
so
reality,
Vision
all this
is
stuff.
Her guy.
I would really like
I'm
to
say that. Vision is her
ma'am,
guy.
Ma'am, you have not read a comic book at all.
But I've seen the movies.
Okay, I'm just going to look at this guy.
Shut up.
Vision, like, what she used, she uses hex magic to make him human. So his seed, they can have children. The problem is, their kids aren't quote unquote real because of how you made them. You use magic to make something not real, biological.
I get you.
And when it just like a crushing defeat, it was just like, yeah, I gave birth to these kids, but I know in the back of my head that these kids aren't real, being air quotes real, and I don't know what to do with myself. Now, I could go further on when the kids die, but that's kind of what happened. But the reason why we're seeing a human vision is to point this early in the game. I said this early in the game, she's showing what could be. See, Scarlet Witch has this thing of messing with people's mind, mm-hmm. showing you the future, showing you the past, showing you, because the whole thing in The Last Avengers, when she hits Stark, where you see all the Avengers dying, I only assume that's going to happen in this next movie. And that's what Stark was like, oh shit, this is all my fault.
Yeah,
in Civil War. Yeah, in Civil War.
You could have saved us.
Huh? Civil you could have saved us. Yeah, this could be like a vision of the future, like, hey, look, we fought, we did this, we was on opposing sides.
But just like I think Charles Xavier said it, when he said it in the cartoon and he said it in the comic book. I don't mm-hmm. think he said it in the movies, but you know, visions that you get, particularly of the future.
Yeah.
Visions that you get particularly of the future, you know, those can be changed because it hasn't happened.
Yeah, because if I know.
Now, my thing with Vision, going back to the Mind Stone.
Yeah.
Is that what he got, the Mind Stone?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we know that Thanos is going to get all five.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. My only thing, and this is why I say he doesn't have to die, is because according to the comic books, he can absorb so much of that energy that he can still maintain himself without the... Now, he's not as powerful, God no, but... You know,
yeah,
he has the power to maintain himself because, after all, that stone is what brought him to life.
However, in the trailer, and I'm when you see Vision on the ground,
and they got that thing,
and three motherfuckers over you, and they all
it looks like he's about to.
Yeah, you got all like
crowbar. It's not about what that trailer says.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about.
Does he have to die?
No,
no. Will he?
It's showing him.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Look at his mind.
I can't wait for that
trailer. But I'm going to tell you, I'll be completely honest with you. That trailer looks beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it does.
But in my... Now, this is just me, and uh-huh. maybe some of your fans out there may disagree with me.
Uh-huh.
I am still... I still feel more excited about seeing Black
Panther.
Than I am about seeing because Marvel. I do want to see my...
I do want to see the...
Black Panther? I am a Black Panther fan. So, I kind of want to see if they're going to do him justice. And I ain't even going to lie to you. It looked like they are.
Okay.
It looked like they are.
Here's what I'm going to do.
It looks good.
And they couldn't have found a better guy. I mean,
it's Chadwick.
If Wesley was 30 years younger, maybe. But Chadwick, that dude, okay, he was Jackie Robinson, he was James Brown.
We just need you to be every black guy.
This dude, I don't think they pay him enough money. Man, Chadwick is doing beautiful.
Speaking of black guys doing things,
go ahead.
I want to get your thoughts on this.
What did he do?
I instantly hate this.
What did he do?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, man, I thought I was about to say somebody
else. No. I instantly...
Samuel.
Hold on, wait.
It's
don't
his birthday
wrong.
Today, too.
Huh?
I think it's his birthday.
Oh, appropriately enough. I instantly hated this idea. I will pay my $6.50. I'm going to the early show. I can't pay the $8 to see this shit. I will see this. And I'm against it already. I'm going to tell you... He could have kept this shit, but apparently it's getting made for 2018. Samuel Jackson will be reprising his role in Shaft.
Oh, yes!
Wait for it. Now, if it's just Samuel, fine!
It ain't Kevin Hart, too, is it?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Is it Kevin Hart, Sam?
No.
Okay,
all
right.
It's worse. The name of this movie is Shaft and Son.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's the son?
So, wait for this. Shaft is retiring. No, with... Oh, shit. If it was Chadwick... Yes!
Then we paying $8.
Yes, we're paying $8. It is... Shaft is about to hank it up. He's done with the P.I. thing. But he wants to give it to his son, which is already confusing. Because Richard Roundtree was in the last Shaft,
and
I thought that's what he... Apparently, he didn't.
Right.
So,
Shaft.
You would think that from that last movie, because Shaft quit that.
Yes.
You're gonna be a director.
Yes.
With Roundtree.
Yes.
So Shaft came back.
He came back.
Okay. Listen.
Now the son.
Don't keep me up here. Who the hell is the damn son, man?
Oh no. I just want you to just really. I want to walk you down this.
Jamie Foxx is a good actor.
Hold on. Shaft came out in 2000.
Okay.
It is 2000. At this time, it will be 2018.
Okay, so his son is 18 years old.
So essentially, he had. He was old then.
Yeah. Samuel L. Don't age.
Really. Oh, okay.
Just like, what's that dude, Lean on Me? He don't age.
Okay.
You Morgan know Freeman, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman. Freeman. No, he's been God, and I almost believe it.
Now, here go the thing with Shaft and son.
Who is the dad?
Who's the son? I don't want to tell you because.
Is it Will Smith?
You like it already. But and the son
tell me this,
will fuck it all up.
You about to kill me with this.
Yes, it is.
Tell me who the son is.
I hope, I pray.
Tell me who the goddamn son is.
I pray your shitty memory kick in right now so you don't know who this guy is. Jesse Usher. Now, you may remember him from such hits as Almost Christmas. Remember the boy at the start of Almost Christmas? Jesse T. Usher. Will be the son.
The light-skinned boy?
Yes. First of all, that's already, look, on a whole nother level.
That he light-skinned.
That didn't hurt. That didn't help matters.
You know, I thought you were going to say The Rock.
No. No. You don't need to pass down shit. He probably got his own.
Shazam looked pretty good.
Oh, I can't wait for Shazam.
I don't think he's
playing Black Adam.
Yeah, he is. All right, here's how you got to do Shazam.
I mean, well.
Hold on, wait. Sidebar. While I give the sidebar, you look up Jesse T. Usher.
I know who he is. The one.
No, he doesn't. Right. I want him to see who this person is. And when you see this, fuck that movie.
He light skinned.
There's more. Because you've seen him.
Yeah, he light skinned.
Yeah, he the boy that had the pink shoes on
at
Almost Christmas.
Yes, the boy who had the pink shoes on at Almost Christmas. Yes, that face that you just made, that's the look.
I did see that with Dominique.
And how do you feel? Knowing that's going to be the guy.
See, the thing is this.
Uh-huh. You're praying for Samuel, huh?
No. My thing is this. Movies like Shaft, or if you get, or like...
Excuse me. Shaft and Son.
Shut up. Let me say what I'm about to say. The things with Shaft, okay? Shaft is that mix between, especially if you go... I'm not even talking about Samuel right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about Richard.
Uh-huh.
When you look at Richard...
Yeah?
That was back in the 70s era.
Yes, it was.
Okay. So you got cop, pimp... Like Black Dynamite.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You don't... And the only person that probably could have played the next Shaft would have been Sam L.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about it? As far as the actors that we have.
That's the 650.
I would give it to my boy, Derek Luke.
I would appreciate him.
You're missing the point.
Uh-huh.
There shouldn't really be another...
No,
unless,
it should.
Unless Richard come back, which I will go see. If Richard got to be at least 102 right now,
yeah.
I would still go see him play Shaft.
Okay.
If Sam came back, I would go see it. No doubt about it.
All right, Samuel Jackson will be in this movie for at least 5 minutes.
See.
Because you got... give him that.
You know what? When this movie come out, the only reason I'm going to see it with you is because I know it's going to be funny. And we're going to bring our own liquor.
The first 5 minutes is going to be...
It's going to be funny because me and you...
Oh, my God.
What's the name that you got for it?
Shaft and Son! That's the name what it's called. Shaft and Son.
Son of Shaft.
I'm sorry. That's so different.
Let's reverse the wording.
Wait. Let's fix it.
John Shaft the Third.
Oh, so Richard Roundtree was his dad. Okay, that makes sort of sense.
Richard Roundtree wasn't his dad.
Hold on, wait. Shaft, hold on, read that again. Richard Roundtree was the actor.
And Sam L. Shaft, he called him Unc. Remember that at the end?
So,
and remember when the lion said, it's my duty to please that booty?
So could you...
He was Richard Roundtree. He's Richard Roundtree's nephew. Yes. Yeah.
Can you still be a junior if you're...
Well,
John Shaft.
I'm talking about the new boy. He could be a junior.
Like
this. He could still be a junior.
I take it to Russell Simmons. Reverend Ron's son is named, he's Russell the Second after his uncle.
Got it.
So yes, you can be a second or third after your uncle.
We never think about that. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. But
it's like,
okay, look.
Like a fifth on my father's side after my daddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but
like,
I'm
all five of them.
I am totally judging this movie before I even see it. Richard Roundtree, Sam L.
And then this nigga.
And it,
you don't expect to drop off.
Is this nigga?
Jesse,
you. But then again, you know what? I'll go see it. Yeah, only because. Here,
John Shaft II is the nephew, which is Samuel
Jackson. Samuel Jackson.
John Shaft III is a grandnephew.
Already pissed you off, did it?
What's to Tasha's point. Okay, I see what you're saying.
I'm just reading the facts provided.
Tasha's point, as you just explained a second ago, it can't make sense.
It can't make sense.
Uncle Shaft could have been John Shaft.
Which is fine.
And they named Sam John Shaft after the uncle. And they were going to the same job.
Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me, sir. Are you going to the 8 a.m. show or the 8 p.m. show?
Depends on which one you're going to.
I'm going to the... cut my losses. Let's just go to the 8 a.m. Because it's going to take me...
I go with you.
3 hours to get over this shit.
I go with you.
I feel as though...
And when is the movie come out?
What's the release date? I know they said 2018, but they didn't come
2018.
Out...
2018.
Okay, they didn't come out with a date, maybe.
I don't have a... let me see.
Okay.
It's still in development. So.
Okay.
I'm going with you.
I'm glad that you feel
and
so.
And I'll probably take Chris. Chris will probably go.
Oh, and he's in Creed, too. All
right.
Okay.
Okay. So stop. Who? Who's in Creed?
That is the nigga that played Creed. Yeah.
That is not him.
No, it's not.
The last get a nigga?
No, that's
Apollo Creed
is.
That's
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's Michael B. Jordan.
Oh.
See, if it was Michael B. Jordan.
Fine self.
Okay.
I was asking that ass nigga too, wasn't it?
But I would at least.
He ride that line between the dark and the light.
I would do with Michael B. Jordan, I would at least give it credit because.
What movies did that nigga play in?
Black, for starters.
He was a
Black
Panther.
Fantastic Four.
Oh, he was a torch.
Yeah.
The one
we
don't talk about.
Yeah. Well, I don't own that movie, but you know,
you do have it in there.
No, what I mean, I don't count that movie.
I tell you right now, this I know if a movie's a crap. If my son falls asleep on it, they watch everything.
Oh, that was some bullshit.
They said no. The youngest one said no. This ain't how it's supposed to be.
All right, here go. No. I want to hit you with another movie that they just shouldn't make. They're bringing back Superfly.
Oh, I would have to go see it. Let me go let you see it.
Please tell me Cat Williams is playing Superfly.
They didn't.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
It would make all the sense of the world, but he's not.
Is it Kevin Hart?
why does it always go?
Wait a minute.
Cat Williams, Kevin Hart.
Let me make this. I'm not shitting on Kevin Hart, but this nigga is.
And immediately he is. Alright, I see you laughing.
Kevin Hart, really, in my opinion, can only play funny roles. Like Tyler Perry, in my opinion. He can only play Madea Rose. He made that movie with Deeds, Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, I didn't.
I felt
uncomfortable. No. What was it? What was the other one? The action movie? Alex Collins.
Alex Carter.
I've never heard of that movie.
Don't worry about it.
It was from what was the first movie in the series? Alex Cross. It was supposed to be another movie.
Morgan Freeman played Alex Cross back in the 90s, 80s, and that was some shit. And he fucked it up. So I'm just saying.
All right.
All I'm saying is this: Superfly, they're still in development. I'll take a Shaft over Superfly any day because
Superfly is a cool movie.
Here's the deal about Superfly.
Well, I'm thinking about the original one. That was a cool
Not
movie.
He was a drug dealer, but this is supposed to be Superfly on his way out of retirement.
Cat Williams make a good.
He's going to do. I don't.
Williams will be the best in that movie.
I believe he will be in it. I don't have any knowledge. It's still in development.
But I'm just saying. You don't got no like potentials.
Nah. As of right, it's still in development. I'm just saying shit. They just shouldn't make.
Real quick, let me pause. Real quick.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Tasha.
Yes.
Last time I was over here, we had this conversation, and on Christmas Eve, you supposed to make potato salad.
Brandon, that was the most random thing.
No, here's what he is. He's hungry. That is a hungry man.
I'm not hungry right now.
You know what I'm doing on Christmas Eve? I am making...
I got some potatoes.
Wow. I have a bag of potatoes in there myself.
I got some relish.
I have all of that in my
kitchen. Do you just want her to make potato salad? Because that's what we're shooting for. Okay, fine. Here's what we'll do. We'll just...
I'll bring you some potatoes. How many potatoes do you need?
It's just you.
Are you taping this?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. I need people to hear this.
Wait, how many potatoes you want?
5 pound bag.
5 pound bag of potatoes. Now you put onions in it.
Onions,
tell me everything you want. Tell Sam.
You can make it yourself.
I don't want to make it.
The point is, he wants you to make it.
Let me ask you.
The secret ingredient.
Your husband from Alabama. I'm from Mississippi. I know what goes in potato salad. I'm asking you to make it.
And I'm gonna give you the secret ingredient.
So I'm gonna lose that. Can you just tell him to text me? vinegar.
I swear to say you won't say it.
Oh, that's kind of wait. In his defense, that's kind of your fault because
we've been talking about
you. It. Act like you don't know who this guy is.
Talking about?
I thought he would get the hint.
No, I think this show is predicated on this motherfucker not getting.
Okay. So you want some vinegar?
No, I have that.
What do you want me to get for you? Then?
You need to buy everything else.
5 pound bag of potatoes.
A small thing of Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Mm-hmm. All right, I will say okay.
Miracle Whip, you put Miracle Whip in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who you? I can't stand.
You want me to just change the subject?
Man,
I can.
I can't stand mayonnaise.
Yeah,
I don't like mayonnaise either.
I'm a nigga.
I
like Miracle Whip.
But listen, this is one thing I want you to do.
Right I'm still sitting here.
Right now, you got the facial expression that you had about. Okay, you've been married. So I've been married 60, so you've been married 7. So this must have been about maybe 8 or 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's the official expression you got right now.
Yep.
I need some salt.
All I'm
when
doing.
We went to that bar yep. you was talking about.
All I'm doing is looking at my notes.
They made her and Dominique them super strong drinks and yep. they watered me and yours down.
So all I'm doing. I'm looking at my notes. I'm getting ready for
that. That's what you look like. That's what you look like right now.
For the next movie.
If I had a phone.
I'm not drunk.
No. I'm not saying.
No, you're drunk. I'm sleepy for one thing.
All right, we're jumping to Star Wars for a second.
All right, let's go.
So you get some sleep because that is a 8-hour conversation. But before we jump into the wars, we got to talk about Star Trek. In order to boost, to start the franchise.
You never told us who was starring in Superfly.
I don't know.
There was no potential.
It will be made, but they're still casting. But the next movie that's definitely getting made, the next Star Trek. However, there will be a change at director. You know how J.J. Abrams is doing. He can't be in two places at once. He's doing Star Wars. And I'm pretty sure me and you are going to get into that later. But in his absence, who they picked... I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do, but I will see this. At 8 o'clock, you will get my full money.
P.M. or A.M.?
P.M. Okay. You will get my full money for this. The next director of Star Wars, with the help of J.J. Abrams, will be Quentin Tarantino. Meaning, Samuel Jackson will be in that movie as well.
And Quentin Tarantino himself.
Quentin Tarantino.
And a whole bunch of unnecessary cussing.
I gotta go. I gotta see it.
I'm not a Star Trek guy.
I'm
50. No, I'm not going to say Star Wars.
No, Star Trek. Trek. No, I'm saying J.J. Abrams have to do the next, what would be episode 9 in Star Wars.
Okay.
So in his absence, okay, will be Quentin Tarantino.
Okay.
He's going to, J.J. is going to do this. All right, we need to do this, and this. Yeah. Quentin, you got it? Yeah, I got it.
Samuel L. Jackson's a Star Trek.
Oh, I gotta see it. Klingon, motherfucker!
Push it, motherfucker! Push it! Light speed, motherfucker! Oh, yes! Dude, listen, do you know how many people will be there?
I want to see.
It's like that movie Snakes on a Plane. Everybody knew that movie was bullshit.
But I did see it!
And that one scene was what everybody paid their money for.
Hold on.
I remember when me and my wife went to go see that movie. After he said that scene,
We're good.
I saw people get up and walk out.
That's all I want.
After he said that line, I saw him.
But Star Trek, it's so many lines he could do. Phases on kill, motherfucker. or he could take a Picard. Captain, we have blah, 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 blah. Number one, make it so, motherfucker. He could just have like all the Star Trek lines. Klingon, motherfucker, do you speak it? I gotta be honest, I will watch.
Star Trek would be a comedy, not. If Star Trek was always a serious sci-fi show, Star Trek would be a comedy, not.
Oh no, you're a smart motherfucker, Spock. That's right.
I got a vision of him actually wearing the Nick Fury costume.
I don't care.
Yes! Who can't see that? The patch and all. Oh. Never sitting down, ever. Never.
His hands behind his back like
never sitting down. Mm-hmm. I think me
oh my God.
Talking just the other week.
That would be the greatest Star Wars. That would be the greatest Star Trek ever.
Can somebody give me a Royale with cheese, please?
Me and my brother was talking about if Marvel Avengers was an R-rated movie, how many times?
Oh my God, he would have cussed.
The only reason he couldn't cuss because we all knew kids would go see it. That's it.
But Star Trek, with Quentin Tarantino.
I don't know any children that watch.
Why would they involve Quentin
Tarantino? I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I want to watch it now.
Will be sad.
And it's going to be bloody.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of
bloody. And Quentin Tarantino, I know that nigga say nigga all the time. Mm-hmm. I know he do.
Hold on, wait.
And I'm convinced so does Leonardo DiCaprio after Django.
But Samuel,
that nigga,
Leonardo can say whatever he wants.
Oh,
Samuel Jackson. God! That motherfucker!
Yes! We ain't killed that motherfucker yet!
I'm still...
Yeah, it's something about Quentin Tarantino.
I'm thinking about all the Star Trek lines.
I can only watch Quentin Tarantino movies once. I can't go back and watch it.
I've seen Django. I don't know.
I have seen Django that, one and a half times.
That DVD is broken. Django is like on my top 10. Like, it's like number
like,
six.
Like, a lot of movies, I go back and watch them again. Django is beautiful. Just catch something it. I missed. Like, okay, if I missed, like, little Easter eggs, I go back and watch it a second time. Sam always be like, I don't understand how you can watch the same movies over and over
again. If you ain't looking for them, what's the point? Yeah.
Color Purple. Every time that comes on, I will watch it.
I hate it. Now. I hate it. When I found out they had it on Broadway, they had it at your, down there with you, didn't they?
Yeah, I saw it. It was all right. It was all right.
Every time.
I hate it. I hate that movie. I hate it. My wife my sister-in-law loves it. I hate it.
All you got to do is ask Samuel Jackson. Apparently, that's the rule.
If Samuel was in Purple, I would have to watch
it. Well, you got Danny Glover.
I hate Danny Glover.
He made his high butt.
Danny Glover.
Right. I'm still thinking this.
Danny Glover is like, he got to be at least 115 by now. But he got him and Vince McMahon must be taking the same.
I really, part of me wants him to redo the same Color Purple.
Redo it.
No.
Samuel L. Jackson and Danny Glover?
That's the only reason. That's the only way. If you can't do that, go fuck yourself.
Samuel L. Jackson got to be Danny Glover.
I'm still thinking of Samuel Jackson as Captain Kirk. That's going to be the shit.
He going
to
cuss that white boy out.
I can't wait to see that. It's a paradox, motherfucker. You can't answer it.
What? What movie?
No, it's still Star Trek. I'm still thinking of all Star Trek. When they give it a paradox, remember, because they're like, how to prove if you're a robot or not.
No, Lightspeed. Slow down, motherfuckers.
Just imagine him in the Nick Fury costume with the Star Trek emblem on the leather.
No, I mean, to your wife's point.
That could happen.
That's all he can wear. He cannot wear the red or the green or the orange or yellow.
He has to be
Nick Fury.
You know what I want?
With the patch.
You know what I want? I want him to wear the red uniform one time. No. Because when you...
I have preschool.
Oh, okay. Wait, Charles.
Because you know when you wear...
That's the boy supposed to do.
You know when you wear the red one and you go out on the side, but you end up dying?
No.
I want him to wear the red one. Oh, shit. No, I'm not leaving
if
this.
If you go on YouTube, you and look at my man. If you go on YouTube.
I got it. Goddamn Star Trek with Samuel L. Jackson. Oh, my God.
Change, man.
Live long and prosper, motherfuckers. Oh, my God.
That should be the last line of the movie.
You would think it would be. To boldly go where no motherfucker has ever gone.
Do you know how many niggas will go see that?
I want to see it now.
Black folk and white folk. I want to go with Zeon.
I want. Oh my God. Spock.
Go ahead and push pause one last time.
Yep.
Charles.
That answer is highly illogical, motherfucker. I was just thinking of all the Star Trek.
I would go see that.
Oh my God.
That would be packed.
Beat me up, Scotty! Motherfucker! You just gotta add it!
No, don't say Scotty, just say
mother. Beat me up!
Beat me up, motherfucker!
And then the line would be, because everybody expects you to say Scotty.
Beat me up, motherfucker!
The camera turns back to that look.
I wish they burn in hell. What's the first part of that?
What about the snakes?
No, somebody. I wish.
Oh, yes, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Snakes on this mother. Yeah.
Dude, I never forget when Dominique and I went to go see that movie. When he said that line, like niggas got up and left. They're like, that's all they came for. It was so funny.
Or my favorite. Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor. I'm not a. So he can say.
Let me do it. Charles.
Damn it, Jim. I'm not a doctor. What is it? I'm a doctor? Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor. I'm not a whatever you need him to be. So, damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor. No. I'm not a motherfucking engineer.
Say it again. statistically speaking, the best Die Hard was the one when Bruce Willis was saying something racist on his chest or on that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Gun,
and he's in front of Samuel L. Jackson's shop, dude. Yes.
Ooh, I'm still thinking of Star Trek shit. I'm giving her all she's got, motherfucker.
In a way, Samuel will bring Star Trek.
Yes,
money, but at the same time, he's not doing it justice.
Revenge. Wait.
No nigga, ain't nobody coming to see Star Trek. They coming to see Samuel in Star Trek.
Oh no, wait.
They know what's gonna happen.
You know what? Resistance is futile, motherfucker.
Hey, you know you got to put motherfucker behind everything, man.
It's just Samuel. All right, here's what we're gonna do.
Let's move it. Come on.
Because we can keep this going all night with Samuel and Star Trek.
Are we talking about Donald Trump? Are we talking about
the No. We gonna get to that. Well, my man Ike get here with the whole situation.
No, when I come here, I want to be sitting here or somewhere, and I want to listen to you two go back and forth.
Not really.
We normally talk about
stuff. Because I wish him well. Like he, all right. Just give everybody an update in the XFL tournament. Ike did beat me with the help of his Haitian up. Ike Allison Jr. the third.
You're like a black Trump. You know
he no. He did beat me. I have Antonio Brown on my team. Anyone who hears this knows what's up. And I wish him well in the finals. I have my own finals in the D League to focus on to bring prestige back to this house. My wife, who is the commissioner of the D League, had one goddamn job and
man,
for some reason couldn't get
right.
It done.
You are a black Trump.
Nah. No, hey, I lost. I give it to Ike.
That's what Trump does.
No, here's what you want. Here's what you want.
No, you're doing what Trump does.
No, I'm listening. You want me to be wallowing or be angry?
No, because I've known you too long.
I've given him his props.
You and I would not be as close as we are if you wallowed, because I can't stand that from a man for one.
All I'm getting at is.
You've never done that. Your brother ain't never did it.
Oh, speaking of his janky ass had one job too. He could have stopped this shit from happening.
Let's stick to the topic.
Oh my god, big
we
man.
We do have ADD.
That motherfucker had one
job. Your
wife
called it like 7 years ago.
Hold on, let me break this down.
Okay, but.
I want to break down a level of succession.
Hey, listen, this is his show.
Level of succession. It was.
I kind of want to go with him on it.
It was Big Man, Ike, my wife. All of this would have been great. Y'all, all three of y'all, had one goddamn job to stop EJ and to stop the course of history and be on the right side of history. But no. You took a L. You took a hot one. So now I have to, like Thanos said, guess I gotta do this shit myself. And here we go.
Fuck it.
And that's what I gotta do.
And in the preview, he already got two stars.
He already got two. But back to Ike. I give him credit. I give him all the shit. It bothers me that he beat me to go to the finals, because Ike has a habit of going to the finals and just shitting the bed. I hope he wins this time.
See, this is why niggas hate you.
It bugs me.
No.
It bugs me that my goddamn MASH unit of just the entire, you know what? My entire team is a Cedar Sinai right now.
This is why niggas hate your ass.
I been cracking that ass all year.
Can you just say I lost?
I already did.
No. Just say that.
No.
And then go move to the next step. You gotta say nothing else after that.
No.
I'm not saying a word.
Did Ike I'm gonna listen to score this. More points than me?
Listen.
Yes, he did.
See.
Did he walk away with a W?
Cannot.
Yes, he did. See?
He's going to keep on. We've been doing this for years.
No! I said,
I remember
Ike beat me. He sure did.
I argue over WWF and WCW. Mm-hmm. And I would root for whoever I'm rooting for.
Mm-hmm.
He would root for who he rooted for. I wish Mike was here. Mike would root for whoever the hell he was rooting for.
I got you.
And Mike's my friend, but Mike would always root for somebody stupid. Everybody knows this. Like somebody's dumb. Michael McMongo. Somebody's dumb. Remember
him? As you say that in front of a Christmas card, whip his ass. Did you put that on tape?
Mike would always root for something stupid. And so if Sam's guy lost, it would always be you won. Granted, and that kind
Look,
of just discards.
Hey, here we go. Here we go. No. You know I mess with his conjugals, and you need it. I think you need this to come.
Ooh, what, me?
Yeah, you.
No, nigga.
I lost.
Just say you lost.
I just did.
In the subject. Next.
Is it? Is it? Motherfucking in the subject.
It is.
Hold on, because now.
What's in your paper?
No. What's in your paper? Is it the in the subject?
What? Yes,
or
it is.
Or do you take enjoyment
no,
in it?
No, it's done.
Hold on.
It's
what done. I said.
You lost.
Actually.
You didn't lose.
Actually, No. It's not necessarily because of what happened.
Let's drink the rest of this.
Because of what happened. It now affects Ike in the finals.
God bless everybody.
That's kind of how fantasy football work. So, like, if my guys get fucked up, whatever that next week is, you got to carry that on to you because you event.
I completely understand how this works. I see it. I completely understand.
Why don't you join? Why don't you join next year?
Oh, no.
Come on, you got time.
You got time?
No. I won't join the football league, but I will join the basketball league.
That's some.
Oh my god!
That's some degenerate gamblers.
Way more involved.
Is I would do it had I had it.
I'll do that.
It's like every
fantasy
day.
Basketball.
No, I know. First off, fantasy basketball has a lot of money in that. That's a
not
lot
more than
of
football.
You sure?
Dead serious.
It's more games with fantasy basketball.
Hold on. The reason being because mathematically, since because it's more games, is you can kind of pick and choose where you want to bet. But in football, it's 16.
I'll give you this one. Tell me, last year, fantasy basketball, you wish you wasn't in it. Or do you wish that you had been in it?
Nah.
I'm talking about the way that... I'm talking about just from the standpoint of...
Knowing what I know. Knowing what I know.
With Curry and... Well, not even... Well, yeah, Curry and Durant. Yeah, Curry and Durant and LeBron. Come on, because every time they play... You and I were texting like every single play.
See, that's probably why the money is lower. Because it's so... All right. In football, this is why football's king. Because it's 16 games. Excuse me. Out of a season. 16 games, right? Mm-hmm. Every goddamn last one of them important. See, in basketball, it is 80-something?
80, I want to say 86.
If it's 86 games, right?
That's what I want to say.
I can sit you one game. Hey, you cool. You the fantasy football, motherfucker, why aren't you on the field? I got money on this.
I get it.
Because the lower the game. But the deal with fantasy basketball is not enough money for the headache you're going to go through. It's not because I got to go with this shit through 80 games. With fantasy football, I can sit here, everything's important, and you better play at 100%. This ain't no, hey, I'm going to hit 3 free throws, you got it from here, right? You know, we ain't doing that. Fantasy football, when somebody get hurt, it's crushing. Trust me, I know. Ask Ike's aunt.
Do you know that, is it a fantasy or whatever? Anyway, I know it's older games.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't seen them.
What you mean?
It's a league where, I'm talking about like Gerving and...
Oh, I see. That is like...
That's so much fun.
See, that is the statistical nightmare of legacy. With legacy shit...
That's a very good illustration.
No. That's what it's called. It's called legacy.
No. It's not called the statistical nightmare.
No. It's called legacy.
I get that. Yeah. Talk about this. Illustration you gave is very... That's what I like.
Oh, my God. That just... Because you're not fighting on what is actually happening in front of you. What could have happened had I didn't know. Fuck that.
Now, here we go. And based off that, what you do... is you govern, like, as far as who learned from who. That's why they play.
Yeah. That is
and
a nightmare.
And then that takes us into 2017.
Where we are now.
Because
if
a hell of a lot harder.
Yeah, because
to a degree,
I tried
so
to
harder.
Jump into that shit, but then
I love that.
I got to look up. Hold on. Here's why. Because if I'm rocking with Kyrie Irving right now, that means I have to look up Rod Strickland facts.
All the way back. So like if you look
fuck
at,
that. Yeah, I'm not doing that. You know, I'm not doing that.
I mean, like, it's fun. It's fun. It's almost kind of funny. Because, like, it's some people you can't compare it to. Like when you look at it, back in his day, who in the world can you compare to, like, Wilt Chamberlain?
Oh, easy. The Greek Freak. If his shit.
If I was a gambling man, I would be a billionaire right now.
The Greek Freak.
Why does everybody say that?
Here's why.
I know why.
I will say, on the trajectory he is going in to right now, he is matching Wilt numbers. They play the same position. Everything is lining up.
Here's my only argument.
Now, we can't predict the future.
No, no.
But
that's not even what I was about to say. When you compare that time to a freak like Wilt, really?
All right.
Really? Now,
Here's why. Because you ain't dealing with no AAU back in the day with Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain's one of a kind. But now the rules have changed so much that everyone has that pedigree when you come into the league now. So because Wilt was playing with, like, our dads. Like, all right, well, I got a couple hours off the gym. Yeah. Come here. Let me.
After I finish this 14-hour shift.
Yeah. I'll meet you. Let's play some round ball, baby.
I'll meet you at the Joe. We're going to play horse.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let's play some round ball.
Still having regular ass jobs.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's a good point.
You can't compare that shit.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. With the AAUification of the league, and you got to go to college for 4 years, and you got to top of your class. Fuck that.
It's still funny where you put that.
Hey. Okay. After we go play some round ball, we go hit this bar.
Are we on right now?
Yes, that's this whole thing.
Okay,
all right.
Recording this whole thing?
Yeah, to dovetail.
I did not know.
I'm okay, dovetailing all of this back at the fantasy football with Ike. I lost. Good shit on him. I will crack that ass. I got an 80% winning rate against Ike, but a clock is right twice a day. Good shit. Get a title. That's all I care about now.
Did Ike bring y'all gifts?
No, I think he said next week. So next week when we sit down and talk about sit your ass down in a year, that's when we don't do that.
He's gonna bring you gifts next week.
Yeah, because you gotta pick up the kids.
Okay, I understand.
Well, we are giving a lot of his personal information on this podcast.
Why you ain't saying?
Because I'm saying then that's when we can come over here and talk.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. That's what he said next week. So
he's gonna bring them on Christmas.
No. He said, "Hey, if it's a little late," I said, "Man, don't worry about that shit."
Oh, okay.
I want him to focus on winning this goddamn title on Sunday.
What's your mama cooking? She got them greens out there.
You gotta be kidding me.
Wow.
No.
I know.
I forgot to say we on. Never mind. That's off the...
Hey, speaking of greens, I'm just going to half fist this one.
What is it?
All right. This
I don't even ask that because I know your mama normally puts some greens in a Ziploc.
Yeah. Last one before we jump into Star Wars.
But I mean to get them.
But I will say this.
I'm going to turn up greens.
Pay LaBelle is not exactly having the greatest December.
Not too much.
Yeah, she's... Not sure. Okay, you know, Patty came out with the cakes, and Patty came out with the pies.
I'm going to get one of her cakes soon.
Have y'all tasted her sweet potato pie? No, yeah, the caramel cake. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I want to go get.
I've had the sweet potato pie.
My father bought one over for Thanksgiving.
And it was all right.
Understatement. Dude, that was.
Are like we talking about the best caramel cake
ever?
Oh, I'm talking about the pie.
Okay.
The pie was all right.
Patty pie.
So you
but I know the cake, the caramel cake. It was the
so you know what I'm talking about.
It's that named cake, after one of her songs.
That
I know.
Cake is on point.
Yeah, all the cakes are named after her songs.
It's gonna bother me.
You don't pull it up. All of her cakes are named after songs. But here's why Patty get a little backlash because she dropping dimes on Luther Vandross, man.
What?
Oh, you didn't hear that?
She talking about Luther.
All right, here it is. Pat,
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, welcome to 2018, motherfucker. Patty started dropping down. She said Luther Vandross struggled about coming out, like being as gay, to Patty. Now, hold on. He struggled. Well, why he struggled? Because he died and we didn't know that shit. Continue. One of Luther Vandross's late good friends divulged information about his private life during Tuesday night's appearance of Watch What Happens Live. Patti LaBelle said without hesitation, quote, basically, he did not want to come out to his mother to be .. Oh, there's more. Before you say listen, although she may have already known he wasn't going to come out and say this to the world. And he had a lot, of lady fans. And he told me he just didn't want to upset the world. End quote.
Everybody knew Luther had woman fans. This nigga could sing.
Shit, meaning.
Man, he was the fans of Luther. Nigga, that ain't gonna do nothing. And that's not really a blast on Luther, nigga. Shit, we all knew he was gay.
I can continue. I'm gonna continue the story. I'm gonna continue the story. I just said a quote because that's what she said.
You should have locked, stepped back, and took a breath. I thought you was done.
Yep. Sorry, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. It was hard for him. What a wonderful man he was, she added. Despite constant chatters and rumors, Luther Vandross, a New Jersey native known for his R&B voice and no less than a dozen hits, never addressed his sexuality. He died in 2005 at the age of 54. According to the family statement, he never really recovered after his stroke. Now, yeah, that's true. We know he had a stroke in 2003, right, never really recovered, died in 2005. Right. Now, my point is, the whole point of this is, he didn't air out his own shit because of fear of, you'll tarnish my legacy, we'll do that, we'll do this, yeah, that, and the lose third.
Money, and then women wanted him because he could sing. He had, and he had that curl.
Now,
we all know that.
He died in 2005.
Okay.
It is 2017. Ooh. 12 years later, Patty, that does not give you the right to air out all of his shit he told you with confidence.
I mean,
okay, and I'm only saying this because allegedly, because he didn't tell me otherwise. Luther Vandross, allegedly, let's say he was gay. I'm saying that with air quotes. Let's say he was gay. We don't know. That's his secret to tell, not yours, Patty.
Okay, at the same time,
it's pretty obvious.
Niggas do that all the time. Look at Michael Jackson, and then
Michael Jackson was gay.
Okay, I don't think Michael Jackson was gay or a child molester.
No, Michael Jackson.
Here's what I believe about Michael Jackson
as well. Don't get it.
Now, here goes the thing with Michael Jackson.
I will fight
Brandy Tingle to the death about this because I went over her house and we talked about this. This was a heated conversation last Thursday. Brandy, I know you're listening.
People confuse androgyny with sexuality.
Hold on, wait.
I agree 120,000%. You are right.
Yeah, people, I can be androgynous and don't have nothing to do with who I like.
I agree with that.
Prince
was the epitome
of being dressing androgynous.
Watch the words, bro.
Prince had more bad chicks up and through.
All right, dear.
Dude, like I remember that Super Bowl Prince did.
Oh yeah,
I remember that Super Bowl Prince did, and I remember reading the comments. Right. The day or some after on YouTube, and Prince and these were bad women with their posts on the side, and they said Prince is the only guy I know who can wear women's clothes and still take that other nigga's beat. And
that's real.
It's the truth.
I mean, truth. What woman don't really think Prince was a good looking guy?
That's real.
I'm saying I can't say fine because I'm
straight. I get what you're saying.
I got you.
But that's just what it is. I mean, so hey, then you take a guy like Luther, right? A guy that can sing. Let's not put Luther in 2017. Let's put Luther Let's put Luther in
2005. Let's take it from when he passed.
Not even 2005. Let's take Luther to the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take Luther to the 80s. Let's put Luther in a house is not a home. Let's put Luther is, you know,
that got to be 80s.
Yeah.
80s, okay.
Let's put Luther in, you know, what's that song he sang with Janet Jackson? Mo' Money. That song. That video. That song. Put him in there. People can have their own perspective as how it is they view a man because of the pitch of his voice or the curl of his hair or how he dresses or how he looks and when he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't really do that. Now, concerning that, the comment
is
the comment I made was about who didn't know that. That's about people thinking Prince was gay. That's like people think Michael Jackson was gay. People thought Prince
heated
was gay.
Heated argument with Brandy on that. Not gay. Beliefs on Michael Jackson. Now, I will say this because I know Brandy's listening.
I don't think Mike was gay at all. I think he touched any of them kids.
Hold on. Here's an argument between me and Brandy.
O.J. Simpson did kill that white woman.
Okay. I don't know why you tossed that in there, but okay. I saw the documentary, too. But I'm not disagreeing with you. The documentary.
I'm waiting on a nigga's reality show.
All I'm getting is this. And I know she's listening. You hit up Brandy. I don't want to throw her social out there, but I know she's listening. And you go get a text for this. We got in a heated argument. I said Mike and LaToya Jackson are the same goddamn person. Because when one died, you see the other one. You never seen both of them in the same goddamn room.
Okay, Sam.
Okay. Are they the same motherfucking person? I'm saying yeah.
This is what the argument you and I are having.
I'm saying yeah.
Now.
I'm saying yeah.
You and I can go back and forth on this.
Go on, text Brandy. I see you grabbing your phone. No, you're thinking about it.
My phone over there.
No, go get, go, no, go, go
no,
get
no,
it.
No. When no, the no, no, no.
Heard her psychic
friend. I'm saving all of my energy for the real conversation.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put a pin in this.
And come back to it in the summer.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Patty going to say something else about Luther.
See, but this is my thing. It's like people coming out all the time about. People come out about Michael Jackson. His doctor got a documentary. Yeah. His family got a documentary. People come out about Bernie Mac. Which really...
He aired all this shit out on stage.
Bernie Mac was Bernie Mac everywhere. Now, granted, okay, when he was on stage, he was cussing a whole lot.
But it's the same
but
shit.
But then when he was...
When he had the show, it was the same shit.
Bernie Mac said on Oprah, when I'm doing a show for the church, I'm still myself. I'm just not as vulgar. But if you know Bernie Mac...
You swap a few words out, but you're getting the same guy.
You know what could go in between that person.
Exactly.
You know Bernie Mac would probably say MF, but it's because of where he is that he's changed his verbiage.
We not going to do this because some people may get a little... Yeah, they may get a little... They going to miss the message if I use these words.
Now, let's talk about this tax reformation.
Hold up. We're going to put a pin in that.
Okay. I'm waiting on your show, brother. I'm going to do it with you.
And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take... This is at the halfway point.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say thanks to all the people who've been rocking with us. As always, you go to...
Trump fans to get off.
I like the Trump fans.
Okay.
I like Trump fans. They do... Look, I'm not a Trump guy, but y'all do put some interesting comments out there. I will say that. Give them, credit due. But SamShowNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
You hit me up at Twitter, SamShow11. And all via social media, being IG and Facebook. Just talking with Sam, no G and talking. And here we go. We'll put a pin in this and we'll pick it up next week.
There you go.
All right.